Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon.
All right, Lap Traffic Nation, welcome to another show, episode number 31. My name is Tony Smith. I'm alongside Brandon Crowder, Professor Mike Moonbeam.
What's up, sir? How are you?
Doing good, man.
Excellent.
Episode number 31.
31. Coming off a huge episode last week that with Matt Crafton and Cole Custer.
Both two good drivers that both did well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Real good at Pocono.
Yes.
Another good race at Pocono. But coming back around here in a couple weeks, we get to our home track again.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Always a favorite. Watkins Glen. Then we're back at Michigan. And speaking of Michigan, joining us on the line from Michigan International Speedway, track president Rick Brenner. Rick, you there?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing
excellent.
Good. How's the summer going?
So far, so good. Had a great Faster Horses weekend a couple weekends ago, and now we're gearing up for the Pure Michigan 400 and the LTI Printing 200 coming up here in another week.
Man, that's so you're working on your first year as track president there. You know, you mentioned Faster Horses, and we can talk about that too. But like, how did everything go? The first June race. I mean, everything. I thought that everything went great. We had a great time. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we had a great time too. And by all accounts, there were a lot of really happy people here for the June race. We, we had a very successful Corgan Oil 200, and then of course the Irish Hills 250 and the Firekeepers Casino 400. We debuted a bunch of stuff and different kinds of stuff in the campgrounds and in the New Holland Fan Plaza, and we brought to life an idea that had been bouncing around here for several years, but the team this year had figured out how to get it done, and we brought to life the infield parade lap going right through the infield, the driver intro lap. So all in all, we thought we had a lot of fun. We achieved some things we hadn't achieved before, and really enjoyed hosting everybody, and look forward to having everybody out here for the Pure Michigan 400 in a week or so.
Awesome. Hey, any new activities or anything new for the August race that wasn't there in June, or anything that was in June that isn't coming back or anything like that?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the genre for the free Saturday night concert is going to change. So we're bringing in Low Cash and Thompson Square. They will be, performing Saturday night. It's free with your Sunday ticket. Sunday tickets start at $35. Kids are half price. Kids are free Friday and Saturday. So we got a lot of really good stuff going on. The Gorilla, unfortunately, I know we were chit-chatting about that, will not be back in August. The Gorilla's not being back, but he's being replaced by a robot, and you'll just have to come to see to figure that out. So, and then
cool. It scares me.
And then the Gorilla's lifelike, the robot's not, but you never know. So right. come and see it. And we've got some good opportunities. We've got a really cool offer right now. You can get a Q&A with Kevin Harvick and get a $50 gift card at Outback. We've got a really neat thing we're doing with Brad Keselowski, which is kind of a weekend ticket Q&A with Brad, and a portion of your ticket purchase goes to the Checkered Flag Foundation. So you can come out and have a great weekend, see the LTI Printing 200 and the Pure Michigan 400, and support a great charity and meet Brad. So the Jimmy Johnson package is back again as well. So we've got a lot of really, kind of neat, cool things going on for people to come out and check out.
And where do they get information about if they want to be part of the Keselowski and Harvick and Jimmy Johnson foundations?
So right now, if you go to the mispeedway.com or call us at 800-354-1010, but right at the top of our website, there's two things there. You can click through. There's a thing called MIS Deals, which kind of tells you how you can capitalize and get free food with the purchase of your tickets. You can get free golf at Treetops if you want with the purchase of your tickets. And then it also has, kind of our weekend package there, but it also has the Brad Keselowski, the Jimmy Johnson, and the Kevin Harvick promotions are all right there, and our race party camp deal as well. So there's a bunch of good stuff there, and really looking forward to having people out.
Yeah, and that's – I got to tell you, you touched on it earlier, with the driver intros coming through the campground right there. A good friend of mine, as soon as you pull in, his campsite is right there on the left-hand side. So it was prime viewing area for that. What a hit. I mean, the infield went crazy for that. So kudos to you and your team for pulling that one off. Is that something we can expect for August?
So I think our plan, and kudos to, you know, the team here at MIS, because that idea was born a couple years back, and we were able to just, you know, gather the consensus to be able to get it done this year. So credit goes to all that thought of it, and also those that pulled it off. I really, you know, give a lot of credit to the team here, both past and present, for that idea. And I'm just fortunate to be the guy that's here while it's happening. At the end of the day, our plan is to continue to find ways to use that lap to incorporate our fans. So that's all I'll say about it right now, but it will probably change from time to time, and feature different things at different times and different weekends, that with the intent of bringing people closer to the drivers and involving our fans in the event.
That's awesome, Rick. Hey, how did the taxi service go over? How was that received?
That was one of our favorite. We used it several times.
We used
times.
It a couple
I can
times.
Tell you that.
Yeah, you know, those guys did a great job, right? And they worked really hard, and a lot of fans really enjoyed it. I think it's a great deal. You know, we're working on the details of bringing that back in August, and hopefully that becomes a staple here, you know, for many years to come. But it certainly was very well received by folks, and I think a really nice addition to the overall event experience. And I think there was some confusion when we announced it, so I'll just set the record. It didn't replace anything, right? So,
yeah, right.
You know, the different services we had for people that need them, or for others with the trams and things, all still existed. They all still were free. But if you just, for your own convenience, wanted to get somewhere, there was another way to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it was like five bucks.
To. Yeah. It was in addition
right,
to.
And, right.
And it wasn't very much at all.
No. It was, I know we used it. My wife had just had surgery, and we had used that to go from the garage area a couple times to the fan plaza, or to the haulers for some merchandise and stuff like that. And I thought it was fantastic. You know, how was the
Nice.
How was the activities that you guys had at the campgrounds? I know you guys had a euchre tournament and yoga and all that kind of stuff. Did that get a lot of participation?
You know what's fun? We had a lot, and we had bingo, and we had the pedal bar and dueling pianos and the hypnotist, and there's just a whole bunch of little stuff. And then out on the New Holland Fan Plaza, we had, you know, saw a guy out there on stilts jamming to Johnny B. Goode, and we had, you know, we had a guy with a wheelbarrow on his chin, and, you know, all kinds of fun street entertainment stuff. And I think we surveyed fans, and of the surveys we got back, pretty close to 50% of the folks commented that their campground experience was more enjoyable because of it, and the 48% said it was about the same, right?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, I think, which is what when we went into it, our thought was, it's, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be offended by a guy on stilts, you know, or by a bingo. You're either interested in going and playing bingo or you're not, right? And you're interested in getting up with the Jackson YMCA and doing yoga and all that kind of stuff, or you're not. It's not going to offend you if somebody else does. So
sure.
I think it was a really, really neat addition, and we look forward to continuing to grow upon that stuff to just make the overall time you spend here and the entertainment experience that much more valuable.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And speaking of the fans, you know, there's a lot of talk in social media about, you know, it's why don't you go to races? Well, it costs so much. But, you know, you'd mentioned it earlier. It's, you know, $35 for a ticket. Kids get to go free, right? And you get to go to a concert on Saturday night. If you have a ticket on, I mean, it's I don't know how much else you get for $35. I mean, this is a good value. So hopefully that continues to build some interest. But I think it's a great value. But what do you do? I mean, so like the Michigan, Detroit people know about this. I mean, do you guys do anything different to market to other states, Rick, to try and draw people in more?
Yeah, we really market all over the place and do our best to get the word out. You know, Indiana, Ohio, we're all over trying to do it. We've got a great team, the marketing team, and a great relationship with our agency, and they do a fabulous job getting the word out. And you hit it on the nose. The value's here. I mean, it's you can camp all week starting at. Yeah, I mean, you can camp all week starting at $165. You can infield sites start at $200. You know, you can visit miscamping.com. That's a partnership we have here on site. They offer kind of a high end RV camping experience,
yeah,
and they set your fire
I've
for you.
That,
so,
yeah. Yep.
So you can go high end, or you can just, you know, throw your tent up too. So it really, really just depends on what suits you, but it's all here for you.
You mentioned a little bit ago about faster horses. How was that? Did you guys get a nice turnout for faster horses? And how did that weekend work out for you guys?
You know, it's a neat event. Some of the top names in country music. We're fortunate to have a great partnership with Live Nation, and they bring great acts here and put on a first class event. So it was a good weekend, and we appreciate all the efforts of everyone involved, and look forward to next year's event, third weekend in July.
Oh, that's already rebooked. That's awesome. That's got to be exciting. I know a lot of people from this area, the Berkeley, Royal Oak, Detroit area. I know a ton of people that went out there for that. So yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, I got that's on my to-do list. I didn't make it this year, so my apologies. I'll do better next year.
No problem. You know, I didn't quite hear when Luke Bryan was commenting on missing you at the show, but over the PA.
Oh, you missed
that? Now I know what he said. Yeah, now I know. Yeah.
Damn it, Tony. Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. The only reason I came here was to re-meet Crew Chief Tony.
That's right.
And I was, so I won't let him down. No, that's cool. So what can we expect? I mean, big weekend of Camping World Truck Series, LTI Printing 200, Monster Pure Energy 400, fastest cars and the fastest track, right?
Absolutely. And you've got great tickets available starting at $35. Kids are free, of course, on Friday and Saturday, and half price on Sunday. And really looking forward to just a great event. And we've got some really nice partnership with Experience Jackson, too. On Wednesday, they're running buses to a wine tour for people, which will be neat to get if you want to get away from your campsite for a little bit. On Wednesday evening, they're running buses to the Jackson County Fair. So if you want to go check out the fair, and the fair's got a bunch of great stuff going on. They've got the Roots and Boots Country Jam that Wednesday, Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, Mark Chestnut, some great acts. And then they're doing on Thursday, they're doing the prison tour and downtown party. So if you want to go to jail, we can arrange that on Thursday. We've got a bus that'll take you there.
If you want to go there voluntarily.
Voluntarily, right. Cell block 7 is where they're going to go. And then the group will be taken to attend the downtown Jackson party. The Jacktown Hustlers will be performing on a stage downtown. There'll be a car show, and the bus will pick the tour group up around 8:30 p.m. and take them back. So just extra stuff, different stuff, fun stuff for people to do. So you can expect a great weekend, two great races with the LTI Printing 200, the Pure Michigan 400, and tickets and information are at myspeedway.com, or give us a buzz, 800-354-1010, and we'll help you out.
That's awesome, Rick. I just want to let you know, we went to Eldora a couple weeks ago and met a lot of listeners there, had a blast. And, you know, we had our MIS flag up at our campsite, and all the people that we talked to from the Ohio area, Chicago, Wisconsin, Florida, Atlanta, people that have traveled and come to MIS and have been to a number of other tracks just have complimented the MIS, the experience, like to the heavens. It is
absolutely every person that saw that flag came up and had a positive comment to say.
So you guys are well, so, and I'm sure you already know this, but you guys are well received in terms of the effort that you guys provide, not just from a racing experience, but from an entertainment experience. The race weekend, we definitely heard a lot of people give good things to say about MIS.
Well, thank you, and it's a privilege to join this really experienced, talented team and be a part of the future. There's been a great, wonderful past here, and it's a privilege to be able to build on it with them. And I can tell you, looking at in the eyes of the people that are here every day, firsthand, you can see how much they care, how much passion we have for what we do, and I'm proud to be a teammate with them. So I appreciate hearing that, and we'll certainly share that with the folks here tomorrow morning.
Yeah, please do, because I'm going to tell you, when you're in Ohio, it's kind of difficult to get compliments on Michigan. So I'm telling you, it's larger than average accomplishment.
Yeah.
That's
true when you look at it that way. Right. Yep.
So hey, Rick, thanks again, man. We're going to be recording a show there in the Media Center Friday the 11th. Hopefully you have time to stop by and say hi. But thanks again for taking time and joining us here on Lap Traffic. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, appreciate the time you guys take. And thanks for coming out. See you in a week.
Thanks, right, guys.
Sounds great. Big thanks to Rick. Man, track president at MIS, and he takes time to
Talk to us.
Talk to us.
It's awesome.
I'm still amazed anybody does that.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but yeah, everybody, make sure that you get your tickets for the Camping World Truck Series LTI Printing 200 and the Monster Energy Pure Michigan 400. And yes. You can do what's MISpeedway.com, and it's 800-354-1010. I didn't see. Yeah, I got to go back on the site now and check out some of the extra tours and stuff down there.
How crazy is that? And, I mean, I don't know if other tracks do that, but I think that's awesome that MIS goes that extra distance to make sure that if you want to go and do something around the area and see the Irish Hills area or whatever.
You want to go to the fair? You want to go to the winery? You want to go, honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing the prison.
Right?
Yeah. You know, like, hopefully I never get to see the inside of one other than on a tour.
Right. But, there you go. Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, thanks again to Rick and
absolutely.
Brad and everybody out at MIS. Yes. So good to us. So want to recap some Pocono?
Some trucks? Yeah, let's do it. Tony, Kyle Busch had another dominating truck at Pocono.
I'm surprised.
Well, win stage one, win stage two. Got into it there. Midway through stage three with who was it? I'm drawing a blank.
It was a rookie driver.
Justin Haley.
That's
Justin
who it was. Haley. But yeah. You know, here's the thing. To me, it's like I know he's going for the win and whatever. But you're the class of the field, right? And you're diving into turn one on a restart, 3-4 wide, next to a truck that has a big yellow, you know, stripes
rookie stripe
on the bumper,
right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that's got to be on you, right? I mean, you put yourself in those positions.
Right.
Did the guy maybe make a mistake a little bit? Yeah, he wasn't trying to, right? But he's never done it.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Well, speaking of that, I want to read you a quote from Kyle Busch here because I want your thoughts on him.
Okay.
Kyle was quoted as saying, "Oh, I'm keeping it in the back of my mind for sure. I don't know what excuse he would have, but I'll move on. Tomorrow's tomorrow and we'll play with the big boys." Tony. You have to expect basically what you were just talking about when you're going and going to run the truck series. You got guys 15, 16, 17, 18 years old that are literally going out there white knuckling it because this could be their last shot at getting to run with the big boys
right,
on Sunday.
This is their only time being on. That's the first time they're at the track or maybe second time or something, their first year, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, again, I keep using baseball analogies, but I, you know, it's like going back to playing with the 12-year-olds and getting mad because they made a, because they dropped the ball.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're in these
learning
guys,
curve, right?
These guys around you aren't. They're not as good. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Matt Kenseth and you know, and Jimmy Johnson around you. So
right, who you'd get pissed at, like who, you know,
you're right, and you'd be pissed at them too.
Yeah.
So. But did you see the crowd reaction though when he brought his
I
truck
did.
In?
Oh wow. That's becoming a common occurrence when he wrecks out or something,
yeah.
Like place goes nuts.
Yeah.
Tony, what Christopher Bell?
He was right there all day. He was right there. But you know what, it was a good race at the end. Christopher Bell, Ben Rhodes, Ryan Truex, and John Hunter Nemechek were just glued together. You could put a blanket over them, and then Johnny Sauter and old left-hander Matt Crafton.
You know,
he was right there.
Well, you know, Tony, we'll get to this a little bit later when we start talking about some of the changes that NASCAR came out with today. But, you know, everyone kind of has been harping, and we've been guilty of it too, of the Cup guys in these other series and stuff like that. But, Tony, we've only had four truck races. It's crazy to think, like, when you look at the number of races we've had in Cup at 22, we've only had 12 truck races. Christopher Bell's won four of them.
Yeah.
I mean, from a percentage standpoint, I mean, he ain't a Cup regular.
Yeah,
and he's won four out of 12 races. That's
not so bad.
Right?
Yeah.
No,
he's
completely.
He's doing well, for sure.
Yeah. Nice run by Ryan Truex. Brought home a top three.
Yep.
It's good for those guys. And Matt Crafton, our esteemed guest from last week, brought it home sixth. Tony, I'm telling you, he's going to win at Michigan, and we're going to be able to let him know, hey,
we're
gonna
have
we
to
are
go to
your
Homestead,
good luck charms.
So,
like, pull us out of your pocket, because when we're there and you win. I'm calling it now. Crafton wins MIS truck race.
We'll have to run him down at MIS. And,
oh, for
and
sure.
Say hi to him, but,
for sure.
No, that was good. Did you see, you know, I saw something today. So they made more changes now.
Yes.
The Cup drivers can drive fewer
Viewer
races.
Yeah.
Kyle Busch says, well, if I can't drive, then I'll just close my shop. You know, take his ball and go home.
You know, I think that Kyle Busch might have a legit argument there.
Yeah.
In that, hey, you know what? Who else is going to go invest to put these guys that I'm letting run so that I can go out there and dick around, basically, you know, and have fun out there and go dominate and win? You know, do some of these guys like Chris Bell? I'm trying to think who else is under his stable there or who's run a few, but I know Christopher Bell runs KBM. You know, if it wasn't for Kyle Busch Motorsports, does he have a ride?
Okay, so you close it and punish that guy?
Well,
because you can't, you don't get an at bat?
Well, I get that, but who else is going to make the investment? You know, you got Brad Keselowski that's got the truck, his truck team, you know. Look what happened to was it Red Horse Racing that you know that closed down. So I mean it's typical Kyle Busch comments in my opinion of just stirring the pot, you know. But from that regard, I have never argued with myself so much in terms of which way I think it should be in terms of the Cup guys should they, you know, and what they should be allowed to do, I guess, as I have this year.
Now the one thing that I will say is, you know you race with those guys and learn how far, I think it was Cole Custer said, you learn how far you can push a car and you'll find out quickly. You're thinking you're pushing it hard until you dive into a corner with Joey Logano and Kyle Busch that you're not, you know? So from that perspective, I get it, but
I mean, I don't think it's right, you know, necessarily, but I get the, I get where he's coming from, I guess. You know.
Yeah. So, but Tony, it was a good race. I thought it was a real good race actually. The way that it ended up, I mean, you know, four or five of those guys real close together at the end. So
yeah, Tony, there's only we've only had 12 truck races, and there's only four races left before they start their playoffs, which is kind of mind-boggling. They've got MIS, Bristol, Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, and Chicago, and then they're into the playoffs. So they got a couple off weeks coming up. They're actually off this week, and then the trucks will be on track at MIS.
Yeah, they're working out their motors, man, with going from Pocono to Michigan. That's real hard.
They're
asking a lot of those motors.
Yeah, those are two big RPM races
right there. Yeah, so looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Xfinity. Did you get to watch any of that there, sir?
I did.
Yeah. I saw a couple. I'll be honest. I only saw bits and pieces. I was able to see the end there, which was pretty sweet. Ryan Preece, stage one winner. Justin Allgaier, stage two. And then our winner, Ryan Preece. Tony, it was another good Iowa race. They were there just a couple weeks ago, kind of just like Pocono for the Cup and guys there. What'd you think?
I like that track.
It's a cool track.
I think it races well. I think it's, it levels the playing field a little bit. I think everybody's racy there, and I don't know. I'm a fan. I like the place.
Yeah. So, Tony, I'll be honest. Ryan Preece was not a name that struck bells or chords with me. I went and looked him up a little bit. He ran a few races in Cup back in 2015. He ran a full-time Xfinity in 2016 and has ran two races this year. Loudon, second-place finish. And now a win at Iowa. Maybe this boy needs a ride.
Well, but here's the thing. So here's what he's done. You know, and unfortunately, like he's at 26 years old. He's old.
He's old.
You know,
use that baseball analogy. Yeah, pitchers are old at 26 now. You know,
they are. So, you know, the thing is he said, all right, instead of, you know, I can keep digging for money and go into Cup and Xfinity full time and be a back marker and run, you know, 20th place, but that's no fun.
Right.
So he took his, you know, the money that he could get together from sponsors, and he's going to modifieds, and he's winning, and he's having fun, and he's making some money, and he's saved up those pennies to get a couple of one-off rides, but in a Joe Gibbs car.
Right, yeah, that's not a bad car to be in, right?
Let's be fair about it. Yeah. He saved his pennies, and he made, you know, good use of them.
Yeah.
So he had a hot rod, you know, out there. But, you know, the guy knows how to drive. I mean, you know, that proved it right there. I mean, he went right to the top of the pile and beat some other good drivers. I'll tell you the other one that stuck out to me, though.
Yeah.
He did a great job. Preece was phenomenal. Again, don't take one thing away from him. But, again, to be fair, it's a Joe Gibbs car.
Sure.
our buddy JJ Yaley.
Oh yeah.
Without a sponsor, you know, sixth place.
Yeah.
Right there. In the, when you see a picture of Priest coming across the line, JJ Yaley is in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right there. So great job to our buddy JJ too.
Well, you know, and based off Twitter and all of that, people enjoyed that race. And again, this is where I go back to where I have a hard time and I argue with myself on this of there weren't any Cup regulars there because they weren't at Pocono,
right?
You know, and it was a great race. So again,
you don't have them to make it a good race,
you know, and I get every side of the story, and that's probably why we have a hard time,
I know.
But yeah, no, completely. The JJ sixth place finish, and Cole Custer, another guest of ours top from five. Last week, top five. You know, that's back to back top fives.
The top six, I'm telling you, the top six are in the camera view.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When they come across the line, they're all right there. So
yep.
That just tells you how close they were all day, and that was awesome. But don't want to take absolutely anything away from Ryan Priest.
No.
He drove the wheels off it. For being in a car that he's not used to, mm-hmm. you know, driving every day, awesome job.
100%.
Yeah.
No real changes to the standings. Elliott Sadler's in first. William Byron is in second. But I look at these playoff points, and when they recede, William Byron at this point is going to have a pretty substantial little cushion. When they start the playoffs.
Yes, he is. So. Yes, he is. There's only going to be, it's going to be, well, right now, it's going to be Byron, Allgaier, Sadler, and Ryan Reed, I think. Right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are
really
in it,
yeah.
You know, from the beginning. But it's going to be interesting. You know what's cool about it, though? Let me see here. Top seven. 1, 2, 3, 4 of the top seven in standings are rookies.
Isn't that crazy? That's awesome.
It's like, really cool.
I mean, I take the odds that a rookie's going to win the championship for Xfinity.
Yeah, right?
You
yeah.
know, like,
yeah.
how do you not?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wouldn't bet against him.
Yeah.
So yeah, all
we'll
day.
See.
All
we'll
day.
See. It'll be good.
Yeah. And they're at Watkins Glen this week, too. So we got trucks are off, Cup and Xfinity at Watkins Glen.
Yes, sir.
We've talked about Watkins Glen since we started this in January. So
must-see TV.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. I'm actually I'm traveling. That day.
Oh, so that's right.
So I'm traveling in early, getting everything done that I need to get done for the day. I don't know. I'm gonna shuffle off to a store, buy a styrofoam.
Where are you
cooler,
going?
Washington D.C.
Oh wow.
So I'll be a couple blocks from the White House, and I'll be the guy carrying one of those white styrofoam squeaky coolers full of beer back to my hotel room.
You know, it's funny when the random tangent. When we go down for opening day for the Tigers, I go into 7-Eleven and I buy one of those coolers, and I literally walk around with that thing in downtown that way. When I get drunk enough or whatever, we go into the game, where that cooler lies is where it stays, and someone ends up being able to be the recipient of about 20 leftover Jello shots and some beer and, you know, whatever else.
Yeah, so I'm trying to map it out now. If I did it right, there's a CVS that's only a couple blocks away out there.
Nice.
Hopefully they have beer. I will figure
you will,
this out.
You will,
I'm,
yes.
I'm literally flying in early just so that I have time to get to my room, put on my redneck gear, and go find my beer and get back to
the
room.
There you go. So. Rednecks in D.C.
Yep, exactly. I won't stick out at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
But it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
And hit some social media.
I do, sir. All right, everyone. Make sure you check out our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. I update that weekly with our guests, our fantasy updates, random tips
that
on
there.
Thank you.
I do go on there and check it out. Nice work.
Appreciate that. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. We're almost up to 500 followers on Facebook.
I saw
that's pretty
cool. 470 something.
Yeah, something like that. And Twitter, of course, at LapTrafficPC. Make sure you tell all your friends. We'll have a new contest out in a couple weeks or so once we get back from MIS. Make sure you listen on iTunes, Podbean, even on our website. You can listen to it. Subscribe to our show, download, leave us some comments. And some new followers. We got some new followers across the board, as usual. Over from Facebook, David Shannon from Jansville, Wisconsin. Eddie Taylor from Byron, Georgia. Matt Massier from Burton, Michigan. Love to have some new Michigan followers.
I know where Burton is.
And Richard Gray from Kernsville, North Carolina.
Burton's up there by Grand Blanc.
Grand Blanc. It's funny. I see it on Facebook all the time. Like the 10 words people from Michigan can't pronounce correctly. Like Gresciott or Schooner Road.
Yeah.
Over from Twitter, Angie Davis at AngieD793. CJ McCowlin, Janice Heinz at the Janice Heinz, big Kurt Busch fan. CJ McCollin, Tony, he is a driver from the ARCA series who's given us a follow. So welcome to the show, everyone. Make sure you tell your friends. Check us out. Don't forget on our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Visit our store if you want to help support the show. We got T-shirts out there. $15. You can get a Lap Traffic T-shirt. Tons of different styles, color options, travel mugs, or as I like to call them, the sippy cups.
Sippy cup.
We got hoodies. You name it, it's out there if you want to help support it, and we definitely appreciate it.
And everything we do, actually, we were just talking about it before the show, when we do our shows from MIS. I mean, we got to buy a few pieces of equipment to just make the show better.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me when I say, we ain't putting any money in our pocket.
No. It's all
rust me.
Yes, it's all going back in. And I do have probably about 10 or 12 koozie and sticker requests that I've let pile up. And now that we're back from Eldora and things are back into a pattern, this weekend I'll get those sent out to you for the second batch.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Before I forget, you mentioned CJ McLaughlin from ARCA series.
Yes.
Natalie Decker.
Oh, yeah.
Finished 10th.
Top 10.
Pulled top 10 first ride in Pocono. At Pocono. So.
Yes, that's very cool. Congrats to Natalie. Yeah. We're building a friendship base.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I like giving props, you know, the people that are supporting us. Let's support them, right?
Absolutely.
But that was cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Let's see here. What else we got? If you want to send us something, which we appreciate, and we love getting fan mail, the Lap Traffic Podcast, P.O. Box 725-275, Berkeley, Michigan 48072. Tony, it was an interesting fantasy this week. There were some shakeups at the top.
Yeah.
We had four people pick Kyle Busch as the winner. Chad for the win. Greg, Steve, Senor No El Camino.
Senor El Camino.
And Mick, 42, all picked Kyle Busch. Like I said, we had a little bit of a shakeup.
He was due.
He was due. I mean, right? It was just a matter of someone... placing the bet at the right time on him.
Yeah.
Cody is now in first place with 150 points, with a 5-point lead over Rich in second with 145. Aaron is in third with 135. We have a 3-way tie for fourth between our crew chief Tony, Mick, and Chad with 130 points, and a 3-way tie for fifth between Wes, Chris Coble, and Kevin. Now, Tony, I did drop a spot, but I am closing the gap.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Oh, you went down one?
Yes, I did go down one. I only got 5 points this week, but that's all right. I'm coming. It's everyone like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure you get your picks in for Watkins Glen, and then we're off to Michigan.
You gonna get a pick, or are we gonna wait till
later?
We'll
get to that.
All right.
We'll get to that. Over to Cup, Pocono, Kyle Busch. One stage one. Clint Boyer got his first stage win of the season, which was, you know, nice to see since
cool.
we're tracking these now.
In the Nature's Bakery
colors
there.
And Kyle Busch wins the race. Tony, this was more back to your typical Pocono race, in my opinion. I know the first one was a little bit more of exciting there towards the second half. This one seemed a little more blah, if you will.
It was Pocono-ish.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Tony, what happened with the 22 car, man? They couldn't get that thing right all day. You know?
No, they're struggling. They're struggling. You know, they got to be swinging deep now, man. They got to really be concerned at the 22 camp right now. Good track for him coming up. He runs well at Watkins Glen.
Yes.
But you know, it's one of those you can't make a mistake.
No.
Now it's, you know, there's a few guys like that. So. You got to wonder,
yeah.
You know, how that's all going
to... And he's no stranger to Victory Lane at Michigan, too. So
right,
he's
yeah.
got...
He can pull it off there.
There's still an opportunity.
Yep.
Nice run by Danica Patrick, given props where props are due. Back-to-back top 15s.
Yep.
Now, I'll be honest, we should have been saying that 3 years ago, in my opinion. But, hey, you know,
hey,
here we are at the party, so...
Man, credit where credit's due.
Yeah, back-to-back top 15s.
Well.
We've said this a couple times over the last few weeks. She had nice runs put together and got caught up in things that weren't her fault. So she may, you know, who knows? Maybe there's a little upswing here going.
She's had some crummy racing luck. There's no doubt about it. But a lot of people have.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, Jimmy Johnson has. And
he's on one right now. I don't think he's finished the last three races. So
yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's just racing luck. And that's a lot of it. But you know, it's good. She's putting something together here. So that's
and a nice run by the five car coming off his win, which was very unexpected in Indy, bringing it home 11th. Yeah. So that was. It's I wasn't expecting them to bounce back and keep that momentum going, and that's good for that team.
It doesn't surprise me. You know, when usually when you get a win, things just seem to start bouncing rolling your way. So, good for him.
Tony, over to the standings. 14 different winners, technically 13 because of Joey's encumbered win through 21 races. We got 5 races left. Tony, as it stands right now, only 3 drivers are going to be able to get in on points if it were to start today. And that would be Chase Elliott, Jamie McMurray, and Matt Kenseth would make it in on points. Clint Bowyer in 10th, Joey Logano in 13th, and Eric Jones in 16th would not make the playoffs.
Crazy,
right now. Right? Isn't that nuts?
But, you know, let me tell you something. So this is why this week is big.
Yeah.
There's another guy we're forgetting about that could crack that win list.
Junior.
Junior's a pretty good road racer. Yeah. That's not who I was thinking of. I think of that number 47 that
AJ Allmendinger.
AJ Allmendinger.
Absolutely. He could
break
really throw a wrench into things.
He has.
Yeah.
And he has, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, look at guys that need a win and that are pretty good road racers. You got Dinger, you got Logano, and you got Junior. Those guys are all pretty fast on road courses, and they have got to get a win.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
So there could be some extra pushing and shoving.
5 races left. Time is running out.
You know, today, Junior.
Yeah.
Right now, we got to go.
You know, typically, you know, Michigan's a little bit of a boring race. But I wonder, based on the amount of different winners that we've had, maybe Michigan might be a little more interesting.
Yeah.
It's possible.
And it might be some, you know what, I think there's going to be some more strategy plays in Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, to try and work your way, you know, play some mileage and
fuel on the stages and all that, track position.
On the track, yeah. So
absolutely.
That's I'm curious about that. Some more silly season stuff.
Yeah.
Kicking around this week.
Well, before we get to that, I have to.
I jumped ahead.
You did. That's okay. So, Tony.
I get excited.
I know. That's all right. We've done a couple Strange with Stang questions. Our friend Ashley Stang, when we've done some work with the PETM boys and all that. So this question was, they were supposed to do this at Eldora, but we got all caught up and this one slipped. So they did this week as their question. So, and I told them I'd answer it on our show for everybody.
I haven't listened to the show yet.
Okay.
I haven't heard it yet.
So their Strange with Stang question was, Ashley and I were joking off stuff on some funny situations. So here was their question that Ashley asked the PETM guys.
I'm scared to death.
How did Brandon almost get arrested at the Canadian border? Right. So it's a true story. Yep. It's a true story. But they didn't know. So I guess I'll ask you, how do you think I almost got arrested at the Canadian border?
I don't know. I bet I know why they turned your happy ass around.
Right.
But I don't know why you almost got arrested.
So Sharon thought it was for me being a smart ass, which is a very logical,
completely viable.
And Rusty thought it had to do with me trying to smuggle in too much alcohol over what the limit was.
Smuggle out.
Is it right? Yeah. Well, no, this was me coming back.
Into
the States.
Oh.
So here's...
I don't know that I know the story.
So here's the story. So 19, you can drink in Canada, which is just a 20-minute drive from where I grew up. And so me and a couple girls that I used to hang out with, and we met some people over in Canada to go clubbing, drinking, whole nine yards. Well, typically when we would come back, we would take the Detroit Tunnel that would go under the Detroit River and come through. Well, the line was backed up. Like, it probably would have been a good hour wait, and it's 2 in the morning already. I'm like, I don't want to sit here.
Well, that's why, because it was 2 in the morning.
Yeah, right?
Home.
So we drove up to the bridge, and we took the bridge across. And, you know, 2 drunk 19-year-old girls screaming at you, oh, just tell them we went to the casino. I'm like, why? They know what we're doing here. Who cares, right? But I'm a little buzzed, too. So the guy goes, hey, where were you? The casino. Oh, let me see your hand stamps. And our jaws about hit the floor because we did not have hand stamps from the casino. Didn't think of it. And he goes, and don't tell me you weren't there. And he goes, where were you really? I said, at the clubs. He goes, do you know what happened the last time some guy told me he was at the casino and he wasn't? I found a pound of cocaine in his spare tire.
Ruh-roh.
Put the car in park, sir. Hand me your keys.
Uh-oh.
So I put the car in park. He tells me to pop the trunk. I pop the trunk, and he's going in the back. He must have stood back there for 20 minutes, and there was nothing in the trunk, literally. Like, there might have been some jumper cables. I don't need nothing. I think he was purposely just making me shit my pants, and that's
probably
basically what it happened.
Maybe getting you to sober up.
Yeah, right, yeah. So finally, he closes the trunk, comes over to me, and he goes, next time, why don't you just tell us where you really were? Have a good night. Yeah. And I'd never been so scared before in my life. I could not have imagined that phone call to my parents at like 3 in the morning from Canada.
Oh, my God. You got to come to Canada and get branded.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
So that's... That's my strange with Stang.
You know, I had a stretch there for a while that I think it was like 5 times in a row where you go in with your citizenship, where are you going, and how long are you going to be there? That's all they ask you.
Yeah. Well, see, this was post 9/11, like literally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? No, even then, like I've had that. You know,
oh, really?
You know, it's pretty quick. It's,
yeah.
You know, I'm U.S., going to dinner, you know, would be a couple hours.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Pull over into the yellow area so we can search your car. Like 4 or 5 times in a row.
Wow.
I started getting pissed about it.
Yeah?
I'm like, dude, what? I don't know what you keep looking for, but what? You know, and he's like, in the trunk of my car. Oh, what's in the bowling bag? I'm like, dude, I'm going to go out on a limb and say a fucking bowling ball, but, I mean, feel free to open it up and look. P.S., I do have a reservation,
right?
Take your time.
You're right,
And they just sit there for hours and hours and hours and hours. Just, I think half of it is they're just screwing with you. But
yeah. Well, lesson well learned. And yes. Oh, totally.
Tell the truth.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So that's that's how Brandon almost got arrested.
I didn't know that one.
So now on to some silly season after the silly story. Tony, some new updates for the Cup, as we mentioned. The Xfinity... Or the amount of races that the Cup guys can run in Xfinity and truck have been limited further. Starting in 2018, NASCAR drivers or NASCAR Cup drivers with 5+ years are going to be limited to 7 Xfinity races and 5 truck races. What do you think?
I'm in.
Yeah.
I think it's fair. Let's see where it plays.
Yeah. Tony, it's been dubbed the Kyle Busch rule. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, and here's my thing. I don't get either. Is it really that fun going out and lapping everybody? Just wailing on them? It is.
I haven't had the opportunity, so.
You know, I mean, apparently it is, but yeah. I mean, you know, I just don't.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I guess it'd be like you going out there and taking batting practice with, you know, a high school team after playing college ball.
Right,
you know?
I'm going to wail on them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, it'll be fun for a minute, but I don't know that I want to do it every weekend.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. So I looked at some numbers, and... The Cup drivers that have a history of running Xfinity that fall below the 5-year rule are Larson, Eric Jones, Blaney, both Dillons, and Suarez.
So they can run.
They can run more than the 7 and 5 if they wanted to.
All right.
And really, it's really only putting a block on a couple drivers that run a lot of Xfinity, and that's. Kyle Busch, Keselowski, Harvick, and Logano are really your most frequent Cup guys that are running Xfinity that are going to be limited a little bit further here.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
I think we'll just see how it plays out. I honest to God, I think it's fair.
Yeah. No, I do too.
I really do. So we'll see where it plays out.
Yeah. I think, like, you know, you were mentioning about Cole Custer and being able to learn from those guys. It still gives them an opportunity to run with. Real experienced and your mediocre experienced Cup guys, and we get races like Iowa where they're not going to be there, and that's
in the dash for cash.
Dash for cash
won't be there.
No,
so
in playoffs,
I think it's a good balance.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tony, did you see that Pocono is opened to a road course on their track if it means being able to keep 2 races at the track?
Yeah, they better do something,
right?
They better be doing something fast.
I don't know when they're. 2-race thing is up for review or anything like that, but I'm assuming maybe after 2018 if this type of possibility is coming up to
secure. I think they're going to be forced to. You know, that's the hot thing. I mean, road courses and dirt
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants to see, and we're not giving it to them.
No.
We're going to have to.
Instead, we're going to give Las Vegas two races.
Yeah, you know? I mean, we're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
You know, seriously.
Yeah. Tony.
But yeah, that's all I did see. Oh, Pocono not willing to give up their site. Like, and I'm like, gee, really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Yeah, no kidding.
No
right?
shit. Kurt, Tony, news came out, and I text you and you know about Kurt Busch today. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little disappointed if it plays out the way now it looks to be playing out in motorsports.com. They're normally a pretty viable, legit source of information. And in my opinion, they came out with a little bit of clickbait today in terms of the Kurt Busch situation, that Stewart House Racing is not going to pick up his option for 2017. They were on Sirius. Like, Twitter blew up this afternoon over this. And then it turns out, well, yeah, they're not picking up, but maybe they're just going to come out with a brand new deal.
Pocris even came out.
Pocris came out with it, and then said, you know, but look for him to be there with a new deal, not just the option being picked up. So
I think what it is, hey, if you want us to keep self-funding this car,
yeah,
you're taking a pay cut.
Oh, sure. But my thing is the play on words that Motorsports did to kind of, you know.
Got you read the article. Though,
yeah, they did everything that they were supposed to do, and yeah. I fell victim to it,
right,
you know.
Right for it.
And a lot of people did, too,
but
and that's
you know
the crazy
we,
thing.
And we've talked about this a long time ago. Stewart Haas Racing could look a lot different soon.
Oh yeah,
I mean, as soon as next year.
Oh yeah,
it could look. Be Kevin Harvick and
Kevin's the only one set there, in
right,
my opinion.
Kevin, it could be Kevin Harvick and two or three other people.
I personally think Clint Bowyer will be back.
I do too.
You know, and it looks like Stewart Haas will be, or I'm sorry, Kurt Busch will be, but I'm still. Would bet Danica's not back there next year.
And it's funny because where I sit, we have all the autograph pictures all over the wall, and I'm looking right at Kurt Busch right now.
But
it's funny because you know he's still in a lawsuit with his former agent.
Yeah.
You know, now if they're going to restructure the deal or not re-sign him, whatever, some more troubles there. So, how willing is he going to be to? You know, I know he won Daytona, but he admitted himself. I mean, a lot of it racing luck, but they've had zero.
Yes.
They just haven't run real well. So you got to wonder how long, you know, you can't keep that.
Well, let's put it this way. If it wasn't for that, Kurt Busch would probably be on the bubble of not making the playoffs if it wasn't for the Daytona win.
I don't know
win.
That he'd be near that,
yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah, I don't think so, to be honest with you. Let's see, where's he at in standings here? He's 14th, so yeah, no, he would not be in without that win.
Find this; it's in folder 5, section 7.
Hey,
paragraph 4.
It's a page down this week. It's only 7 pages. Get off my ass, man!
Places I never want to be. Brandon's ass. Got it.
It's.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens because you know Danica's running now. It's funny. Like Danica's running better, but now she's got running sponsor problems.
Right.
Clint Bowyer really doesn't even have that many sponsors.
No.
Picked up some of hers and
yeah.
It's kind of a mishmash.
Yeah.
Thing going on there. But
silly season in August, man.
Silly season. You see. Also, then I saw too just before I came over here, BK Racing, Gray Golding.
Yeah.
He's only paid about a third of his bill for the year, and
yeah,
so he might not be out there. And that sucks for BK Racing.
Yeah,
you made a deal. Here's how much it is. You know, bring the sponsor money, and you don't. And,
yeah,
you know, now who gets screwed out of that deal are the guys that work at
and the shop, the pit, the crews,
and the marketing people and the office folks, and you know they're the ones that get the short end of that, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they get that resolved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tony, you ready to go to work?
I am ready to go to work.
Let's do it. It's time for another segment of the Crew Chief Corner with the Lap Traffic's very own Crew Chief, Tony Smith.
All right. Welcome to another edition of the Crew Chief Corner.
This week's question is brought to you by the professor.
The professor.
I wanted to throw one
Marianne.
In this. Tony, what did you think of the same day qualifying for the Cup Series? Pros, cons, thoughts?
All right. So again, you know me, I'm going to put on my crew chief hat. Love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Now, I'll tell you why. You have no idea how much work it takes to set up a car for qualifying. And then to take it all back, you know, just for you know, they go out and turn a few laps.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be, you know, one or two.
Right.
Right. But now that they have, you know, the other new qualifying,
the time series,
you know,
yeah,
setup. But, man, you go, well, you go to a race. Watch. They bring the car in off of practice, and you see six or seven guys thrashing.
Yeah.
On that car. They're changing every fluid in the vehicle. They're to a lighter weight. They're changing everything about that car, only to go out, run a few laps, and then they got to come in and do it again.
Yeah, to go back for a happy hour or something like that.
I mean, I'm talking like 10 hours of work.
Yep.
You know, that you have to do just for qualifying.
Yep.
Me, bring it in. This is your race piece. Good. Slap some tape on the nose and run.
Nice. Yeah.
Let's see how fast it is.
Yeah.
Race trim. You know, I like it. I mean, it's just, I mean, not saying that they didn't do something for it, but they didn't have time to do their full setup.
Sure.
There's no way you can do it and get it ready for the race. So I like it.
You know, the one thing that I liked about it is that you qualified in race condition, basically.
Right.
You know, and I know it's not always necessarily possible, especially like for night races. You typically don't see a lot of night practice. You know, maybe you get a later practice, dusk-ish, but it's definitely not race conditions that you're practicing on.
Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, I don't know if that's, to me, that seems like that would be beneficial for that regard, and that you're qualifying in race conditions. Plus, it gives the fans more stuff to watch on Sunday.
It does.
You know?
I think it would be cool, because I would be there watching qualifying. Normally, when I'm at the track, I'm not watching qualifying. I mean, I'm kind of...
No, we're walking. We're doing stuff. Yeah.
Kind of ish watching, yeah. But I'm not watching it close. Like, you know, but if, you know, if it was going on same day, that would give you more to do. And I don't know. Like I said, man, it's just I can't even begin to tell you how many hours of work it is to set those cars up just to come in 20 minutes later and take it all, undo it all.
Now, I'm sure it was a lot on the drivers, though, in terms of meeting PR obligations plus qualifying and then having to go out and race. I bet you, I assume it was a little bit more stress on the drivers, maybe. But,
yeah, especially, you know, you win, you know, if you win the pole and, you know, there's some obligations you have to do there and pictures and, you know,
yep,
things like that you got to do. But you know what? It can be done.
Yeah.
We've
totally. Yeah. Well, and like, you know, that when you walk into the track, you know, whether you get there 8, 10 o'clock, there's always a couple thousand people that are just sitting there in the stands, don't move for 4 hours. You know, I don't get that. There's so much to do at the track, like Rick was talking about. Like,
yeah, in Michigan there, I don't know what's going on in Pocono.
Go out and see the track, stuff.
You could get to MIS early and not run out of stuff to look at.
No, yeah, you don't need to be in the stand at 10 a.m. You're not missing anything, you know. Go catch some shade and walk around.
See the guy in stilts playing Johnny Be Good.
Yes.
And, all that stuff, yeah.
Yes. Tony, ready for some lucky dogs?
I am. Let's do it.
All right, Tony, who was your lucky dog of the race weekend?
My lucky dog's got to be Ryan Preece bringing it.
Awesome.
Yeah, he did it, man. You can't take it away.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Mine is actually Natalie Decker,
yeah,
the top 10 at Pocono.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You see, that was cool. They showed her in the pre-race.
Yeah.
You know, they showed her a couple times. That
yeah.
was cool.
Tony, who are you putting a lap down?
Man, it's got to be Kenseth. Man, like a first lap spin.
Ooh, yeah.
A couple speeding penalties. I mean, like, dude, get, you know, at MIS, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were there, whenever it was, June, right?
Yeah.
You know, slid through his pit box twice.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Yeah.
Not your first day.
Yep.
Come on. This is like stuff you know, if you want the rookie guys, Daniel Suarez makes those mistakes. I get it.
Right.
You know, this is not your first day. So, come on, man.
Yeah.
Got to get it in there, buddy. What about you?
Mine's the 22 team. Penalty on the penalty. That's you don't see that too often.
Coming in for a penalty, and they put gas in
one.
It.
Yeah. Like, whoa. All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't even imagine what Paul Wolf was like. Like, for real? Did you just put gas in the car?
Right.
For real?
Yeah.
That just happened.
Yep.
Like.
Yeah.
Here, go sit over here with the with Martin Truex's team over here. You can just watch for now.
Play with him.
Yeah.
Go put blocks together.
Somebody keep an eye on him, please.
All right, over to some listener picks for our lucky dogs. Hugh at Bucky515's lucky dog. Fans in Iowa for getting to see a great race without Cup drivers. His lap down is Arca for starting under caution. Bruce at Sim Racer 1018's lucky dog is Ryan Preece for finally getting in a top tier car. His lap down is PennDOT for the road, still being dog shit for getting in and out of Pocono.
Oh, really?
I guess, yeah.
You know, that used to be a problem in Michigan.
Huge problem.
Yeah, it was a real problem. No, they fixed that.
They really got it together.
Blast out of there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's without race traffic to get into the track is about 85 minutes, if that. And, I mean, I got home in about maybe 2 hours, no big deal.
I mean, there was no bad getting out of there.
Mick at GoDucks 42 underscore Mick's lucky dog is Ryan Preece for getting it done. Lapped down is the 48 for wrecking out early and being on a horrible bad luck streak there.
He is.
Jeff at Grey Wolf Pack 5's lucky dog is Kyle Busch. He's a fan of the number 4. But admires Bush's drive to win like a driver should have. You know, that's something I forgot to mention when we were talking about the cup race at Pocono was the bump that the 18 gave Kevin Harvick there on that last restart. You know, and I got a couple of tweets. Oh, what'd you think of that? You know, everyone knows the Kevin Harvick slappy that I am. And to be honest with you, you know, from an objective perspective, there was nothing wrong with that bump. It was he had the power. And I was joking around. It reminded me of a Martinsville bump. Hey, I'm here. Move or I will move you.
Yeah.
And, hey, I get Harvick's perspective, you know, of, hey, if I can hold it, I'm going to hold it and see what the hell happens.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't think Kyle, he didn't hit him in the corner. He didn't spin him.
No.
He gave him a little love tap.
But you know what? Honestly, I can tell you that, I mean, sometimes, you know, just the car wobbled one. I mean, just for a tenth of a second for Kyle, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's what closed. You know, he was able to close a gap that fast. It happens.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that it didn't look anything malicious or anything.
No. And, I mean, and those two they're no stranger to their on-track incidences together.
They're not afraid to push.
No. Yeah. David at David underscore Wacob's lucky dog is all of the Joe Gibbs Racing cars finishing in the top 10. Which,
how did I not even
notice that? I didn't notice that either till he sent that to me.
Good catch.
Lap down, 22 team, a drive-through penalty on his drive-through penalty. Oh, I'm right there with you on that
brutal one.
Sherwin, our buddy over at the PETM podcast at Pregame Engineers, lucky dog is Matt Kenseth for being able to rebound after that brutal start.
He did come back.
Yeah. Lap down is the pit road zone number 2 timing lines. Apparently that's nubbed a few people there. And our buddies over at Yunker Motorsports sent one in. Their lucky dog was the 18, and their lap down is the 22's gas man. So
yes.
That's our lucky dog and lap down segment for the week. Make sure you send us that every week after the race, who you thought did awesome, who you want to put a lap down, whether it's driver, team, race, cone, commitment line.
Overtime line.
Overtime line. Tony, ready for some odds?
Let's do some odds.
All right. So going into Pocono, I set Martin Truex Jr. at plus 500. He came in at plus 550.
Nice pick.
Thank you. Kyle Busch, I put at plus 750. He came in at the heavy odds on favorite at plus 300. Ryan Blaney, our recent Pocono winner, I put at plus 1,000. He came in at plus 2,000. Kevin Harvick, I put at plus 1,000. He came in at plus 800. And Casey Kane, our recent winner, I put in at plus 2,500. And he came in at a big long shot at plus 6,000.
I'm surprised that Blaney was that long of a shot.
I was, too, with the win there. I mean, it wasn't like a luck win the first time there. And
he outran Kevin Harvick and everybody else.
Yep. Huh. So, and speaking of Kevin Harvick, he has finished second at Pocono like 6 times in like the last 9 races like that. He's like can't close it, but he's, on to the odds for the Glen. Martin Truex, I'm putting at plus 500. Joey Logano, plus 900. Kevin Harvick, plus 1,000. Denny Hamlin, plus 1,100. And as Tony mentioned a few minutes ago, Dinger could surprise. Well, actually, it wouldn't be a surprise. He very well could come out there and put on a show. I'm putting him at plus 1,500.
Yeah, you know, the only thing is with Dinger that would stop me from being him, you know, he's a great road racer. We know that. But he just doesn't have the car.
No.
You know, legitimately just does not have he doesn't have the car.
Well,
so he's got to drive at 125% to get to that front row. And, I mean, he is ragged edge.
you know, the last couple road courses, you know, we look to him. He's got a win at Glen. I think he goes out and maybe puts a little bit too much pressure on himself because he knows he needs that win to make the playoffs. And there have been some mistakes that he's made where he might have been able to win.
Right. But he hears it.
Oh, yeah.
364 days a year.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, you can win. You can win. You can win. I mean, so he's every single person, every sponsor, every crewman, his neighbor, the mailman, everybody knows that he can win at Watkins Glen.
Yeah.
So it's got to be hard to temper yourself a little bit and hold it back, especially when, you know, you get to the straightaways and you're watching the Stuart Haas guys and the Gibbs cars walk away from you.
Sure.
You've got to drive harder.
Yep.
So you don't have a choice.
Yep. Tony, our picks from last week, we did pretty good. You had the 11 who finished fourth. I had the 20 who finished ninth. Our boys over at the PETM had the 41 who finished 13th and Joey Logano 27th. So we have been on a three-week win streak. We are now 5-4 with them. We're almost to 500.
5-4.
So that said, Tony, who you got for the Glen this week?
Man, this is really tough.
Yeah, I know.
This is really tough. I'm going to go back-to-back. I'm going to go with the 11 car.
Ooh, all right. Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin.
All right. Tony, I am going with Clint Bowyer.
No, you're not. Go do pick another one.
Why?
Because we got to beat PETM.
Well, my logic behind that, he's won there before. He is barely into the playoffs. And I got a hunch. I got a hunch, Tony.
Okay, all right.
So I'm going with Clint Bowyer.
All right, you're Sherwin. You're welcome.
6-4.
No, so, yeah, fingers crossed.
There we go.
Well.
Yes. Tony, you mentioned you might be you're going to be out of town. So next week, no guest plan because Tony might actually be the phone guest.
I might be the phone-in guest. We're still trying to figure this all out. But yes. As always, we will get it together. And a big thanks to Rick Brenner from Michigan International Speedway for joining us. Remember to visit mispeedway.com. You can reach him also at 1-800-354-1010. And make sure you tune in each and every week to Lap Traffic. Otherwise, you will be a lap down. See you next week.
See ya.